Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. It's the home opener for the San Francisco Giants at their newly named Oracle Park, no more AT&T Park, and they take on the Tampa Bay Rays, and we have a number of guests for you today from the Giants clubhouse. We're going to hear from Pablo Sandoval. The Panda will join us, as well as new catcher Eric Kratz and left-handed pitcher Derek Holland. And then over in the Rays dugout, I had a chance to chat, a lengthy conversation, with Christian Arroyo, the former Giant who got traded over to Tampa Bay last year in the Evan Longoria trade. First, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. All right, let's get it started. Our first conversation of the regular season here on Inside China Basin. We'll hear from the Panda, Pablo Sandoval, in a conversation we had in the Giants clubhouse on Friday. Pablo, another home opener here in San Francisco. New name to the ballpark, but, you know, same place. How special is it for you just to, you know, put on the uniform and have an opening day here with all you've been through with the Giants?
You know, it's fun. It's fun. It's special, especially all the things you've been through and during your career. And I'm going to make it special this year because, you know, last year the Boshi and, you know, new name for the ballpark and everything, the fence board. We got a lot of young guys, a lot of beautiful chemistry, beautiful things we're building right now. So it's exciting. It's going to be special this year.
You know, you have a really good relationship with Bruce Bochy. I mean, tell us about that. And when you first heard about him saying that he was going to retire, what went through your mind?
You know, it hit me hard because in the award that I gave it to him in January here in San Fran, I was thinking, you know, when he retired, I'm going to retire. But he retired too soon, man, you know. This thing, I think I got more or less in the tank for playing baseball. But, you know, it's exciting. All the things he do for this team, for this organization, for baseball. You know, have a manager like him and the way he handle things, the way he communicate with his player, the way the relationship he built with his team. You know, it's special, all the things he do for me, for my teammates.
You know, it seems to me like he really counts on you to be one of the emotional leaders on the team. I mean, that was missing when you were gone. How much do you embrace that? Do you kind of take that on your shoulders? Because it seems to come naturally to you that you can fire up a team.
You know, you earned that. You earned that. You worked for that, and you earned it. So I earned that from him, and I learned that from him. Teach me the right way to respect my team and to respect the game and play hard every single day to, you know, to get everything the right way. You know, it means a lot coming from him. But most important thing is the way we handle things in the clubhouse and the way he teaches us to do it.
You know, you mentioned young guys, but you also got some newer veteran guys like Solarte and Parra and some of these guys who do have a lot of energy. It seems like they can sort of feed off you. How much have you enjoyed those guys being your teammates so far?
You know, they've been my teammate for a long time. You know, we played together as a little kid and growing on, Ken, one of the dreams came through, play together in the same team, and as a grown-up man, you know, it's exciting. I know those guys were young ace, and, you know, they've always been like that fun and keep everything loose for everybody.
You know, one thing that's been the same for you since you've been a little kid, it seems, is that you can hit pitches all over. The other day in L.A., you hit one that was down by your shoe toss, but it doesn't seem like it bothers you. Is that something that you do sort of cherish, that when you were a kid, you learned how to hit that way and it can stay with you?
You know, we don't teach that they don't teach that in baseball. They focus on one thing. But, you know, when I was a little kid, we played with tables and a stick and back in the backyard. That's the way we play, you know. That's the way I learned. So, you know, it's been working for me. It's a long time. If I'm going to keep doing it, I don't know. But if the ball is close to me, to this my happy swing zone, I'm going to do it.
All right, last thing. You seem to really adjust it to the role of not being an everyday player. How do you do it? How do you keep ready for when Bruce Bochy calls on you?
You know, just come early, do everything that you can, work hard, working out every day, and do little things to maintain the body going. You know, get ready on the time they call your name out there to hear or play the one of those days. You have to be ready doing all those things.
Or maybe be on the mound. Are we going to see a pitch again?
We love to do that. But we got so many pitches, so let's see what happens.
All right. Hey, Pablo, thanks a lot. Good luck today.
Thank you, man.
That's Pablo Sandoval. I also had a chance to talk to Giants left-hander Derek Holland before the Friday game against the Rays. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the home opener, just some of your memories of an opening day. What are some of your favorites?
It's it's just the atmosphere that really stands out the most. I mean, obviously the fans, we've got great fans here to begin with, but to have everybody here, and it's a sellout crowd. I mean, it's always a sellout, but it's just nice having the atmosphere that we have, with the energy that the fans bring to the table, and, you know, seeing the flybys and all that stuff that happens on opening day is pretty cool. But it's just a way to get the season started with the home fans. That's the most important thing.
A lot of the same guys are here from last year. So how do you see this team meshing together so far? You know, what do you think about the ball club just as a whole, pitching and offense?
I mean, I think we've got a solid team. Obviously, you know, we didn't get the results we wanted on this last road trip, but, you know, we were close in every single game. You know, that's the most important thing, is we had a lot of fight in us. We got to continue to keep plugging. Things are going to come together. It's just a matter of time. And, you know, right now, being able to come back home and be back in front of the fans, I think this could be a start of something.
Derek Rodriguez getting the start. It doesn't seem like anything really bothers this kid. What did you notice about his personality last year that allowed him to succeed?
I mean, he's just got a great composure out there. He carries himself very well. He's a hard worker. Obviously, his dad is a legend to begin with. So, I mean, you can see that his dad's definitely made an impact on him. He wants to have his own career, his own legacy. You know, his dad was something. Now he wants to be something as well. So I think that brings a lot to the table with what he's doing and the way he carries himself and the way he contributes out there on the field.
It's got to be pretty impressive, because when you first took the mound as a major leaguer, I would imagine that there were a lot of nerves, and he didn't show that in any way.
Well, I didn't get to start. So I came out of the bullpen, so it was a little bit different. Adrenaline pumping, but, you know, the thing is, my debut, we carried it very well, you know, and watching him do his thing, he did a very good job of keeping himself under control as well.
Okay, last thing, you know, after that outing against the Dodgers, what do you want to take out of that that maybe you can improve on in the next outing?
I mean, I didn't think it was a bad outing to begin with. You know, I only gave up 3 hits. You know, obviously the first inning got to me, but that wasn't it. It's not always how you start, it's how you finish. And I thought I did a good job of keeping the momentum on our side. Obviously they got the 2 runs in the first, but I made sure I could shut the door and keep it keep the runs down as much as I possibly could, and let these guys give me a chance to win, and they did.
All right, Derek. Hey, thanks a lot. Happy opening day, and good luck.
Thank you, man.
That's Derek Holland. Coming up, we're going to hear from new Giants catcher Eric Kratz when Inside China Basin continues. When it comes to Giants baseball, family memories are created one summer at a time. And the same can be said for your family vacation. How about an experience you will never forget? Shasta Lake is one of the most beautiful places to visit in California, and there is no better way to experience it than to rent a houseboat from houseboats.com. Jones Valley and Silverthorne Resorts are located on the Pitt River arm of Shasta Lake, unquestionably the very best area of Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there with rentals ranging from the finest and largest houseboats available for rent in California to entry-level models for small groups or those new to houseboating. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Let's get that vacation planned. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. Eric Kratz was recently traded from the Milwaukee Brewers over to the San Francisco Giants, and I had a chance to get to know him a little bit better in the Giants clubhouse before the Friday home opener for the Giants. Eric, first off, to all of a sudden have a home opener here in San Francisco. Has it sort of sunk in, you know, being with a new team? I know you were on the road trip and everything, you know, just getting your feet wet and all that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you want to get the games going. Maybe when you come in to a new team, maybe you want a few more practice games, a few more exhibition games. But it's something that you practice all spring training for opening day, and, you know, now we get the home opener now, so it'll be exciting.
What was the biggest challenge, you know, just getting used to new pitchers and everything as the season's already begun? It's not like it's spring training.
You know, it's something that's always evolving. You know, knowing what a pitcher has throughout a season can change from the start. It can even change from spring training to the start of the season. So it's something that's – you're always kind of evaluating it and taking it start by start and day by day as for the bullpen guys. But it's just learning what they have and learning what makes them successful and hopefully making them as successful as they can be the times when I'm out there.
Did it kind of feel like a crash course? Because, you know, you had to learn all these pitchers all at once and, you know, get into a game and, you know, you have to really know what they throw and what they like to throw.
For sure. And they've helped me a lot. You know, the coaches have helped me a lot and Buster's helped me a lot, just kind of knowing what they can and can't do. And, you know, them being open and communicating with me is the biggest thing. And that's how it's been every time I've come to a new team midseason.
What was your reaction to the trade? What kind of went through your mind knowing that you were going to be a Giant?
I mean, just an incredible opportunity to come to a team that has, one, a lot of history, but a lot of really good guys, a lot of really good players on a team that, you know, I don't think a lot of people are expecting too much. So it's exciting to be on a team that wants to win as much as these guys do.
You have a lot of experience. So what have you learned about the beginning of the season? Because, you know, I would think as a young player, you might start to press at the beginning of a year. You have to know that it's a long season.
You have to. But I think even older players press when it doesn't go the way they want it to go. It's something that's what veteran leadership and experience can bring to a clubhouse is, you know, how do you stop the ball from rolling downhill and, you know, keep pushing it back uphill.
How have you evolved over the years as far as your personality when you go to the mound? One thing I did notice when you went out there and you're talking to Maranta, I mean, you were pretty forceful. You knew what you wanted to say. You were saying it. You know, it's not a job for the meek, I would say. So do you feel like, you know, you've kind of fit into that role throughout the years, or was it something that you had right away when you got to the big leagues?
I think I always had it in the minor leagues too. I think the biggest thing is you have to be yourself. And if you try to force being a funny guy, try to force being a hard ass, try to force being somebody that's, you know, always on everybody, and, you know, you just have to be yourself, and you have to kind of tailor that to what each guy needs. You know, some guys in some situations need help pushing the throttle down, other guys, you know, need help finding the brake too. So it's just understanding what those guys can and can't do and having a level head through it all.
How much different is it when you're a teammate of somebody as opposed to seeing them from afar, whether it be the pitchers or even your catcher partner, Buster Posey, because I know you've watched him throughout the years and now you're his teammate?
I think as a teammate, sometimes you can see, how, you know, the guy's more human than say when you're playing against him and you're like, this guy always gets hits against us. So it's something that's helped me changing teams is I've realized that, you know, you change teams and, you know, when you're going to make a scouting report against a guy that you've never seen and he gets some hits against you, you're like, he must be, you know, this guy's not human. And you kind of take a step back and you're like, all right, let's just take it for what it was. It was a small sample. And so that's something that's definitely helped me through my years of switching teams.
You've seen a lot of changes in the game. I mean, more recently now, hitters are more concentrating on the uppercut, the launch angle. There's way more strikeouts in the game. How has that affected the way you call a game, you know, and knowing the strengths and weaknesses of some of these hitters these days?
Yeah, I mean, you've always had to evaluate that. I don't think scouting reports have changed any. I think we have more information on what truly is somebody's weakness or what truly is somebody's area that you can attack in certain situations, but it's still the exact same in the sense that, you know, nobody on, you're trying to keep the ball in the ballpark, you know, so singles don't hurt you, guys on base, now you got to look for the punch out, and that's something that's that hasn't changed. Obviously, guys' approaches may have changed. You know, maybe a little more two-strike homer happy than they were before, but there's still guys that want to put the ball in play.
With the shifts, I always wonder, as a catcher, you know, if you've got a big shift on a guy and you're calling for a pitch, let's say, that's outside and everybody shifted to the left, isn't that a little scary sometimes, knowing that, hey, there's nobody in that second base hole, but the guy normally doesn't hit it there?
Normally, right. I mean, it depends on the hitter, too. You know, if you see a shift and you're like, oh, man, you know, this guy might – I've seen him go the other way just to get a hit here. Same thing, though. If he's going to take a single, if he's a home run hitter and he's taking a single through the hole, I'll take my chances. You know, if he doesn't – if the numbers say he doesn't normally hit it through there, I'll take my chances. You know, if you're getting a guy that's driving the ball out of the ballpark, nobody on, and he's shooting a ball – through the four hole that we left vacated, it's fine. It's not. Chances are he's not going to do it very often.
Play the odds. All right, before I let you go, I know you've been through a lot of opening days. Can you pick one out that was your favorite? Or you could even go back to when you were a kid. I mean, because a lot of times that's your favorite memory of an opening day, just putting on a uniform for the first time.
I still get the same feeling of opening day. You still have the same energy. Everybody still has that, like, excitement for the season. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of big league opening days that are special to me. I mean, I've been in the big leagues, I think, like 10 different seasons now. And I think I've had 5 opening days. And, you know, I missed an opening day the last 2 years, you know, so I was fortunate to have one this year. But it's something that I'll never forget, my first one with the Phillies, and, you know, I was 32 when it happened. So it was something that, you know, I got to start, and my family came down to Atlanta. It was opening day in Atlanta, and then we had opening day, the home opener in Philly that year too, and I hit a home run that year. So it was something that was, I grew up in Philadelphia, so to be able to have a home opener there was really special for me.
Pretty cool. All right, well, congratulations on being a Giant, and good luck, and have a great home opener today.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I'm excited.
That's new Giants catcher Eric Kratz. Well, with the Rays in town, many wondered if we'd see Matt Duffy again. Well, Duffy is on the injured list, so he did not make the trip. But Christian Arroyo is here, the former Giant who came up to the major leagues at the age of 21. He's 23 years old now and recently got called up by Tampa Bay, and a chance to reminisce a little bit with Christian Arroyo. Here was that conversation on Friday. Christian, first off, what's it like to be here at AT&T, now Oracle Park, in a visiting uniform this time around?
It's definitely different. A lot of great memories here, obviously making my debut. Yeah, it's different. It's kind of cool, though, because I've never seen the field from this side. So it'll be interesting to see how the series pans out. Still got some guys over on the other side that I'm pretty good friends with, so I'm looking forward to it.
You know, when you got traded, I'm sure it took a little while to sink in, but was it a comfortable feeling knowing you were going back home to your home state and get a new start?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like when I got traded, I got to go home, which was nice. Obviously, everything I knew was here. But, you know, I mean, realistically, at the end of the day, I want to be a big league baseball player. So, you know, it didn't really work out over here. And it's not that it even worked out, but, you know, tough decisions had to be made. So, you know, there's no hard feelings. It's a business decision. You kind of get to see the business side of it when that kind of stuff happens. But, you know, I know it's going to work out for both sides the best that it can.
You know, you've experienced a lot of ups and downs already in your career as far as, you know, injuries. And even this year, you didn't make the team out of spring training, but now you're here. So how do you handle those? Have you kind of learned a little bit along the way, you know, dealing with the injuries and dealing with whatever comes your way to battle through it?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to really take every negative thing you have to turn into a positive, and then every positive thing you have to, you know, multiply on that and make that as useful as you can going forward in your career. So for me, I just try to take all the things that have happened to me that haven't worked out in my favor, and I try to learn from them. You know, last year was a tough year. First full season with the Rays. I was still probably hurt. Came off my second hand surgery, so that was a little tough too, but you know what, at the end of the day, I just try to really get out there and prove that I could play this game at the highest level. And unfortunately, I couldn't stay healthy long enough to really show what I could do. But I'm healthy now, and I'm excited to kind of get rolling and show this team what I can do.
For a baseball player, your hands are everything. So, I mean, it had to be hard to try to come back from it. How frustrating was it when it wasn't responding the way that you wanted it to?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely frustrating. You know, it was just one of those things where, again, you just can't really sit there and blame anyone or ask why me. You just got to go, all right, well, I'm going to get better from this, and I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to overcome this. So that's what I kind of did. I just tried to get into the gym as much as I could this last off season, get as prepared as I could for the season and forget about what had happened and then focus on, you know, the future.
You know, your manager was talking to the media, Kevin Cash, was saying that he really likes your versatility, and that's something that everybody, you know, always thought about you. You know, you came up as a shortstop, but you could play anywhere along the infield. So how much do you look at it as being a real positive for the Rays?
I think it's definitely huge. Obviously, you know, everyone sees the way our roster is kind of made up. We've got basically, you know, in some days we have three center fielders playing left, center, and right, so that always helps. And then with the infield, you've got, you know, four shortstops playing third, second, and short. So I think that it works out in our favor because we have a lot of opportunity to kind of mix and match. And, you know, especially in like these NL games, you know, we've got two guys on the bench and Robbie and I tonight that are going to be available off the bench that can play third, second, and short. So I think that helps a lot, you know, coming into a series, especially in the NL, I think you'll see it even more. Obviously, in the AL, you got a DH and stuff, so you don't have to pinch hit as much. But we have a lot of options. We got lefties, we got righties, we got guys who play multiple positions. I mean, we've got a lot of versatility. I think it definitely helps a lot.
When you think back on your time in San Francisco, what's your favorite memory? I mean, you had a nice little debut with the Giants, and then people were really into seeing how you were going to progress. So, what's your favorite memory?
Favorite memory. Man, there's a lot. My favorite memory was the first at-bat I had here, honestly, walking up to the plate. You know, hearing my name called for the first time was pretty special. Having my parents out here was also pretty special. And then, I mean, I guess you can go on top of that and say that after getting called up, I guess getting my first hit, you know, they're getting that single off of Kershaw was kind of a breath of fresh air. You know, the first night I was hitless, but I kind of moved the runner over. We ended up winning the game, made a good play at third. It was kind of fun. Kind of get my feet under me. Then the next day I get my first hit off of Kershaw. So it was kind of special. I mean, it was obviously there's a bunch of other ones. My first homer. You know, there was a lot of memories along the way, but probably my debut and then rolling that into my first hit was pretty spectacular.
You know, when you're a first-round draft pick, you figure you're going to just stay with that organization a very long time. So when you did get that phone call or however you were alerted that you got traded, what was the reaction? I mean, how long did it take you to get over the fact that you're moving to a different organization? Because I know you had a lot of friends over here.
I mean, it really wasn't it wasn't as tough as I thought it was going to be. You know, I think the reason why is probably because we don't ever play the Giants and any affiliate or anything. So it's almost like going literally from one extreme to another. But you know, as soon as I got traded, right after I got traded, I spoke to Heim and Heim Bloom, and I spoke to Eric Neander, and they kind of reassured me and let me relax a little bit. When it first happened, you know, I went to bed. I had been notified by Bobby Evans the night before what was going to kind of happen, and that they were basically waiting for all the paperwork to get through the next day. So I had kind of known, I had a gist of it, and then I got the text from Bobby, hey, you know, thank you for everything, just going through kind of thing. And then after it happened, I was kind of sitting there like, oh man, like this is kind of crazy. But I don't necessarily think that I don't really even know the way to describe it, because it happened so fast. I never felt like betrayed or anything. I just felt like, you know, it was a business decision. And that's what this is at the end of the day. I mean, as much as you want to stay with the team, as much as you want to be Buster Posey and Brandon Belt and Crawford and Panic and all those guys, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. So, you know, if it was in the best interest for my career, you know, we'll find out in the next 10, 15 years, 20 years down the road when you look back at it and see how it worked out. But for me, I'm just going to try to do as much as I can to be the best baseball player for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Did you think about it at all that it was, you know, it's Evan Longoria as part of the trade? I mean, this is not a guy that, you know, it's just some, you know, lower level player. He's been an all-star, and, you know, he's the guy that was part of that trade. Did that mean anything when you heard about it?
I mean, his accolades as a player didn't mean as much to me as who he was as a player, because I was a Rays fan growing up and he was my favorite player. So to me, it was more of a, from a fan perspective, I was kind of like, wow, can't believe this is happening, because that was my favorite player growing up. And, you know, I was a Rays fan. So it was a lot of mixed emotions. It was honestly sad to see him go from the Rays. I thought he was going to be a lifelong Ray, but you know what? Like I said, business decisions had to be made, and that was their decision. So.
Who are your friends over there in the Giants dugout that you want to say hello to, and that maybe, you know, gave you some pointers along the way?
I mean, from pointer standpoint, I mean, really everyone. Crawford, Panic, Buster, Belt. Let's see, who else? It's kind of hard. Duggar was one of my good friends coming out to assist them. Aramis was one of my good friends. I know he's not here now. I knew Maranta a little bit. We never got to really play with each other, but I knew Maranta just from seeing around the minor league facility. Got to talk to Bumgarner a little bit, just about everything, about pitching and about offense. It was funny because I probably talked to him more about hitting than I did about him pitching and stuff. So let's see, who else? Will Smith, great guy. I didn't really get to meet many of the bullpen guys. Who else? Samarja, love Shark. Shark was a great guy to have around. I kind of looked to him and a couple of the other guys. I'm like, you know, just the little things and how to dress and what we wear on the plane rides and where to sit and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it was really just about everyone. Everyone that I played with, they all impacted me in one way or another, whether they even knew it or not. Obviously, with getting to play with a guy like Posey, he kind of, you know, it was pretty self-explanatory what he was doing. So for me, I just really tried to learn as much as I could from those guys as I could, and then kind of take that into the next chapter of my career.
Last thing, when I first saw you, you were playing in San Jose. You're a teenager. You're 23 now. I mean, time flies. You're a bigger kid. You've filled out. How much do you feel like, you know, you've matured and really learned about the game? Because, you know, when you come up that early, I mean, you get drafted right out of high school, there's a lot of learning that goes on.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the learning curve is definitely there. When I first got called up, like you said, I mean, I was freshly 21. I had no facial hair at all, rosy red cheeks. I looked like a little kid. And you know, part of it was just kind of developing and getting used to the big leagues and really, you know, really just getting accustomed to playing at the big league level. You know, it took me a little bit to kind of learn. It probably took me, you know, my first stint in the big leagues here obviously didn't go the way I wanted it to. You know, I got off to a pretty good start and I struggled a little bit. And for me, there was a lot. You know, it was kind of a tough year as a team. You know, kind of things weren't really rolling our way. So I think it was just kind of one of those down years. You know what though, but every day I was up there, we always were intent on what we wanted to do. We were always still trying to win. So for me, I just really tried to learn as much as I could. And then when I ended up getting sent down, I went back down and I was excited to kind of get back rolling and then get my feet under me and then get that opportunity to come back up here and then play at the big league level, at the level that I knew I was capable of playing at. But obviously getting hit in the hand and breaking it and kind of missing the rest of the year, it didn't really help out. And then I missed my whole off season. So then even going into the next season, my first year with the Rays, it was kind of tough because I was hurt all year, you know, and I really felt like I could never really prove to anyone what I was capable of doing. But now that I'm healthy, I'm kind of excited to get rolling and finally, you know, show what I can do at this level.
Yeah, well, I hope you have a really healthy season, a good season. Thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it.
Sure, thanks for having me.
That's Rays infielder and former Giant Christian Arroyo. Want to thank him, Eric Kratz, Derek Holland, and Pablo Sandoval for joining us here at the home opener at Oracle Park in San Francisco. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Inside China Basin. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com.